Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frame. Now get to your position. Lighting? Ready! Camera?
Yeah.
Figurines?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. I was alerted to the need for medical attention when you said, ow.
Good evening, dear audience. I am Minnow.
And I'm Charles. With the beginning of our mutiny, Action Frames is coming back for you, as always.
It's so nice to be here again hosting our program.
I certainly can't agree more. Now, shall we start today's Evo Express?
Absolutely. The 2015 Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, have finally arrived, and we can't wait to see what happens. With huge international stars like Julia Moore, Reese Witherspoon, Meryl Streep, Eddie Redmayne, and Michael Keaton up for Oscars, and some big movies like Boyhood, Whiplash, The Imitation Game, Birdman, and American Sniper vying for the top prize, this year's ceremony is as competitive as ever. Among all the 9 nominees up for Best Pictures, Birdman became the biggest winner, winning 4 major awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Cinematography.
All of the film's war were sure of this honor to be nominated, but only Birdman walked away with the win. Since the nominations were announced, the consensus has always been that it's really just a race between Boyhood and Birdman, so the winner wasn't really a surprise.
Well, it kind of was, actually.
All right.
Also, we can't ignore what the Grand Budapest Hotel, or should we say, Wes Anderson, has obtained on the night.
Agreed. The Grand Budapest Hotel wins Best Production Design, Best Costume Design, and Best Makeup and Hairstyle. Besides, the original score composed by Alexander Desplat wins him an Oscar statuette, a well-deserved honor for his talent.
As for the acting awards, Eddie Redmayne won Best of Stephen Hawking in romantic biopic The Theory of Everything. This is his first Oscar win, although he nabbed the Best Actor prize at the SAG Awards and a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Drama.
Eddie wasn't the only one excited when he took home the Best Actor Oscar at the Academy Awards ceremony. Stephen Hawking, the man Eddie portrayed in The Theory of Everything, was thrilled too. In a Facebook post, Hawking praised Eddie's win, offering his congratulations to the actor and adding, "I'm very proud of you."
That's sweet. In terms of Best Leading Actress, it goes to Julia Moore for Still Alice. All of the 2015 Oscar races, the Best Actress Award has pretty much been decided since the end of 2014. Most pundits and film critics predicted that Moore would win for her moving and undeniably heartbreaking performance in Still Alice. The other nominees this year, Marion Cotillard for 2 Days, 1 Night, Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything, Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl, and Reese Witherspoon for Wild, never really stood a chance.
So that's basically how it works. Before the full list comes out, pundits would have narrowed the race down to 1 or 2 nominees, so there are not many surprises for Oscars. And that's one thing they would want to improve, as I think.
Sometimes it's a big cliché, but the meaning of the Academy Awards has already transcended a pile of Oscar statues. More and more filmmakers have chosen to take the stage as a great platform to speak out. For example, Patricia Arquette ended her speech for Best Supporting Actress with a plea for equal rights for women. Yet, she was far from the only winner to use her speech as the opportunity to raise a political or philanthropic issue.
Stay weird, stay different. That was the advice from Best Adapted Screenplay winner Graham Moore from The Imitation Game, the kid out there who might one day follow in his footsteps. Moore's victory for writing The Imitation Game screenplay wasn't the least bit surprising, but his acceptance speech was astonishing. What, after all, had drawn him to write about Alan Turing, the brilliant World War II codebreaker who, instead of being celebrated as a hero, was pounded to his own death because of his homosexuality? Moore made the political person, revealing to Billings that...
So here's the thing. Alan Alan Turing never got to stand on a stage like this and look out at all of these disconcertingly attractive faces. And I do. And that's the most unfair thing I think I've ever heard. So in this brief time here, what I want to use it to do is to say this. When I was 16 years old, I tried to kill myself because I felt weird and I felt different and I felt like I did not belong. And now I'm standing here. And so I would like for this moment to be for that kid out there who feels like she's weird or she's different or she doesn't fit in anywhere. Yes, you do. I promise you do. You do. Stay weird, stay different, and then when it's your turn and you are standing on the stage, please pass the same message to the next person who comes along. Thank you so much. I love that.
He urged gay kids or any kids who feel alienated to stick it out and do something great so that one day they can stand at the podium and pay it forward.
Let's end Days in Photo Express with this inspiring speech. For more information about the song Big Hero 6, please stay around.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Gino.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, fellas. I'm your old friend Clement. We have a nice show for you tonight after a long, smooth winter vacation. I'm sure that you're ready for the score. Even better yet, the Nerd School.
Welcome to Nerd School, nerd.
Hey, I am.
Yep, tonight our coverage would be the movie about six talented and courageous young people, which in whom are both known as the Big Hero 6. The materials of this fascinating film has been the WeChat and Microblog trend for a month now, under all kinds of cute pictures from Baymax, one of the beloved characters in the film. The story is about a 14-year-old boy, Hiro Hamada, walking out of a heartbreaking accident with the help of Baymax, so-called personal health companion robot pursued by his elder brother, and eventually became superheroes together with his brother's friends at Nerd School, a school for gifted future scientists. Originally a Marvel comic, Big Hero 6 adopts the typical superhero routine. The hero with great genius overcomes unusual difficulties and involving multiple revenges. However, using carefully decorated plots and beautifully designed and animated scenes, Disney turned this manufacture into a modern superhero fairy tale. The mixed city of San Francisco, technology-equipped characters, youngsters saving the world. The studio made enormous efforts to shape the world of this tale. Not only did they shape the world, they also made it attractive to both minors and adults. If we look at those successful animated movies produced over the recent years, we may see that they share some common features. Adorable mascots like Baymax and Olaf from the movie Frozen, hilarious plots like the scene at the police station in the movie, or the wordless comedy in Minuscule. Increasing cross-cultural background like Kung Fu Panda, and of course, improved animation techniques. In this movie, Disney also steered the dramatic conflict between the good and evil to a much milder level. The main valiant only camp in front of the curtain near the middle of the movie, and both good and bad people just send catastrophe, the loss of a family member. Only that hero came out of the shadow with the help of his friend instead of losing his mind, which emphasizes the traditional value of family bonding and friendships in life. In brief, Big Hero 6 is a great catch for a weekend relaxation with the friends and family, because both vibrant children and mature grown-ups can enjoy such a lovely superhero animation. Again, this is Clement from Action Frame Storyboard. Coming up, it's a flashback. Don't go away!
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Dear listeners, may I have your attention, please? Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. To recall your memory of me and Big Hero 6, I prepared some flashbacks for you. You will hear and remember how Hiro and I first met, how Hiro started his fantastic microphone show, and how we became superheroes, and how Hiro and I got separated. Now, please enjoy.
Clip 1.
So, what have you been working on?
I'll show you.
Duct tape. Oh, I hate to break it to you, bro. It's already been invented. Ow! Dude! Ow!
This is what I've been working on.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. I was alerted to the need for medical attention when you said, ow!
A robotic.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
Physical or emotional?
I will scan you now. Scan complete. You have a slight epidermal abrasion on your forearm. I suggest an antibacterial spray.
Whoa. What is this spray specifically?
The primary ingredient is bisitracin.
That's a bummer. I'm actually allergic to that.
You are not allergic to bisitracin. You do have a mild allergy to peanuts.
Not bad. You've done some serious coding on this thing, huh?
Uh-huh. Programmed over more than 10,000 medical procedures. This chip is what makes Baymax Baymax.
Vinyl?
Yeah, going for non-threatening, huggable kind of thing.
Looks like a working marshmallow. No offense.
I am a robot. I cannot be offended.
Heterospectrocarbon?
Yep.
Titanium skeleton?
Carbon fiber.
Right, even lighter. Killer activator, where did you get those?
Machine them right here, in-house.
Really?
Yeah, it can lift 1,000 pounds.
Oh, shut up.
You have been a good boy. Have a lollipop.
Nice.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
Well, then I am satisfied with my care.
It's gonna help a lot of people.
Hey, what kind of battery does it use?
Lithium ion.
You know, supercapacitor would charge way faster.
Clip 2.
Wow, a lot of sweet tech here today. How are you feeling?
You're talking to an Xbox fighter. It takes a lot more than this to rally me.
Yep, he's nervous. You have nothing to fear, little fella.
He's so tense. No, I'm not.
Relax, Hilo. Your tech is amazing. Tell him, Gogo. Stop whining. Woman up.
What do you need, little man? Deodorant, breath mint, fresh pair of underpants?
Underpants? You need serious help.
Hey, I come prepared.
I haven't done laundry in 6 months. One pair lasted me 4 days. I go front, I go back, I go inside out when I go front and back.
Ew!
Wow, that is both disgusting and awesome.
Don't encourage him.
It's called recycling.
Next presenter, Hiro Hamada.
Oh yeah, this is it.
I guess I'm up.
Okay. Photo, everybody say, Hiro!
Hiro!
Yeah.
We love you, Hilo. Good luck.
Don't mess it up. Break a leg, little man.
Fine, yeah.
All right, bro. This is it. Come on. Leave me hanging. What's going on?
I really want to go here.
Got it.
Clip 3.
Does this symbol mean anything to you guys?
Yes, it's a bird.
No, the guy in the mask was carrying something with this symbol on it.
Apprehending the man in the mask will improve Hero's emotional state.
Apprehending him? We don't even know who he is.
I have a feeling.
Dr. Slaughter, MD?
Actually, millionaire weapons designers. Malcolm Chatterton.
The inheritor?
Behind the mask, industrialist, Red X Worthy.
Pharaoh on this rock? Oh, just get to the point.
Don't you guys get it? The man in the mask who attacked us is none other than Voila, Alastair Cray.
What?
Think about it. Cray wanted your microboat, and you said no. Rules don't apply to a man like Cray.
Just no way. The guy's too high profile. Then who was the guy in the mask? I don't know. We don't know anything about him.
His blood type is AB negative. Cholesterol levels are...
Hey, Max, you scanned him?
I am programmed to assess everyone's healthcare needs.
Yes! Haha! I can use the data from your scan to find him.
You have to scan everyone in San Francisco, and that might take, I don't know, forever?
No. I just have to look for another angle. Got it! I'll scan the whole city at the same time. I just have to upgrade Baymax sensor.
Actually, if we are gonna catch this guy, I need to upgrade all of you.
Upgrade you now. Those who suffer or lose require support from friends and loved ones.
Oh, wow. Okay, I like your little cabin.
We can go against that guy. We're nerds.
Hello. We want help, but we're just, us.
No, you can be way more.
Tadashi Hamada is our best friend. We're in.
Ha, can you feel that? You guys feel these? Our story begins. We are gonna be superheroes!
Clip 4.
Baymax!
My monsters are inoperable.
Just grab hold!
There is still a way I can get you both to safety. I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
No, wait! What about you?
You are my patient.
Baymax!
Your health is my only concern.
Stop! No, I'm gonna figure.
Are you satisfied with your care?
No, there's gonna be another way. I'm not gonna leave you here. I'll think of something.
There is no time. Are you satisfied with your care?
Please, no, I can't lose you too.
Hero, I will always be with you.
I'm satisfied with my care.
Thought of a long day's work. Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, our dearest fellows. Welcome back to Action English. I'm Gabriella.
And I am Craig. Hey, Gabriella. Do you still remember all the useful phrases we learned in the master's program?
Well, I
guess so. But it's okay. Now our train is back on track again, and let's go on experiencing the charm of English.
So, today we're gonna grasp some phrases and sentences from the popular new movie, Big Hero 6. Let's listen to the first part.
让我们来听第一段原声。
Heck here today. How you feeling?
You're talking to an ex-bot fighter. Takes a lot more than this to rattle me.
Yep. He's nervous.
It takes a lot more than this to rattle me. 这正是想吓到我还远远不够。
Rattle 一词有使惊慌、使跌不休、使战战兢兢的意思。当 Hero 刚进入雪山科技馆展厅时，心里有些紧张，但却故作淡定，说自己不会轻易打趣。
让我们再来举例，如果下次有人问你是否紧张或者工作能否胜任时，尝试使用下这句 It takes a lot more than this to rattle me。 这样说是否比说 It's a piece of cake 更多俗套呢？
OK, let's move on to the next part。 让我们来听下一段原声。
Alright, let me get this straightA man in a kabuki mask attacked you with an army of miniature flying robots.
Microbots?
Let me get this straight. 让我整理一下思路。想必大家对这种表达都并不陌生。
Straight 在这里表示女性服务受益者的身体。当警察听到会飞的小机器人带一级面具的男人的毫无关系的词语。信息量太大，一时难以理解，于是想整理思路，力求建立联系。
让我们学习下一句。
My brain hates my eyes for saying this.
Your body temperature is still low.
My brain hates my eyes for saying this. 我看到的已经超出了我大脑承受的范围。
这句中的单词都很简单。但用法却很巧妙，充分体现了几位小伙伴在即兴逃脱 Kabuki Mask 的突破性攻击能力。Chris， 举例吧。
All right. For example, Gabriella, my friend hates my eyes for saying this. You are still gallivanting before
for the final examination tomorrow.
What? You need a lot more than this to rattle me.
看来你已经掌握了我们同学的第一个技能。让我们来听下一段感受。
I regret any distress I may have caused.
How could you do that?
I had him.
Well, you just did. We never signed up for.
We said we'd catch the guy. That's it.
What you just did, we never signed up for. 你刚做过的一切我们都没有同意。Sign up for 有注册、选课、签约同意、报名参加的意思。当 Hero 这次决定杀死教授时，同伴们对他一时的愤怒与无知表示失望。
For example, the company is also inviting all coworkers to sign up for the organization.
公司鼓励所有合作员工报名加入组织。再比如
，For students need to sign up for courses to accomplish their studies.
所有学生必须选课以完成学业。
让我们来学习一下下一句的用法。
But none of these would have been possible without a few bumps on the road.
但这一切的获得都不是一帆风顺的。
Bump 则撞击、隆起物的意思，这里与 block 同义。Bump on the road 直译为路上的阻碍，这里指科研成果来之不易。Would have been 是对过去的虚拟语气，这句是 Mr. Craig 在致辞中所用的语句，十分严谨得体。大家在写作文时也可以稍加改动，尝试使用这句话。
今天学习的词语普遍难度不大，但是用法比较新颖特别，让我们一起来复习一下。
It takes a lot more than this to rattle me. 这正是想吓到我还有点不够。
Let me get this straight. 让我理解一下。
My brain hates my eyes for saying this. 我看到的已经超出了我大脑承受范围。
Sign up for.签约同意，报名参加。
But none of this would have been possible without few bumps on the road. 但这一切的获得都不是一帆风顺。
好了，今天的 Action English 就到这里，希望大家可以多多练习使用这些文字化的表达方式。我是 Craig，
and I'm Gabriella. See you next time.
Next section is closed up. Thank you.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello guys, you're listening to Close Up. I'm Trista and beside me is Vicky, my old friend. Hi Vicky.
Hi, new term is beginning.And follows the step of spring. Here comes the movie, which is warm and splendid.
And I remember one of these dialogues. Hello, I'm Baymax, your personal healthcare company. I was alerted to the need for medical attention. You said, ow.
Right, so the old program is about the movie, Big Hero 6.
And we have many actors and actresses stop the movie, like Ram Porter for Hilo Hamanda, T.J. Miller for Fred.Jimmy Chong for Go Go Tamango, Damon Warren, J.R. for Wasabi No Ginger, and Genesis Rodriguez for Honey Lemon.
But the most special one I have to introduce to you is Scott Edit for Baymax.
First of all, we'd like to talk about something as a dubbing performer. Because of the rule needs his own voice to present its feature, the performer must obey the rules that building a part in the movie has to through their personal voice.You know, the voice of an actor or actress is the most characteristic thing. Personal voice can show his or her own human trait. But as a voice actor or actress, they must change their voices into different characters.
Whoa, how hard it would be. Could you make an example for any character you want to be?
Are you sure?
Come on.
Alright. 妈妈，我回来了。
It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
It seems that we're off the track. Let's back to our business. Scott Acid was born in 1985 in the state of Illinois of America. He started his acting when he was 29. First of his career, he chose theater. As a theater actor, he worked hard for decades. After that, he turned to TV as a host in a program named The Saturday Night Live in SNL. He showed his best to the audience. After years, he joined the film.
Scott spends much time on how to act the perfect character in every movie, like We Are the Millers, A Case of You, Last Night, and so on. Although he didn't play the main part in the movies, the most impressive thing is his distinctive acting.
I think his career may not be so smooth going, but as a reward for his hard working, he won the Prince Emmy for Best TV Cartoon Dubbing in 2012 for dubbing Mary Shelley's Frankenhole, and Emmy the Best TV Cartoon Dubbing in 2008 for dubbing Moral Oil.
Besides this, I want to introduce you how does voice performer work in this movie. Such like the voice of Baymax, sounds cute and uninjurious. Scott feels a fat, white, clumsy, and warm character. When Hero gets injured or in trouble, Baymax always makes a sound like, I want to kill you. The key words of his sentences are the most important thing to show to the audience.
Exactly. Scott uses his special voice to make the audience touch. He put himself into the dialogue and images himself as Baymax. Only in that way, he can build a warm character.
Alright, whatever the performers look like, they always try their best to work out the problems they face.
So, that's all of today's close-up. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Having gotten through a tedious winter, I have been missing you, darling, so much. This is Beyond.
Today, it will be our first TikTok talk show of this semester. I'm your old friend, Chloe.
I'm Sean. What we're preparing you this time is a quite popular movie recently released, Big Hero 6.
Oh, Baymax!
Hey, do me a favor, please. Just control yourself a little bit.
But it's Baymax! Baymax!
Yes, definitely. Captured thousands of girls' hearts in movies.
Don't you guys know that Baymax is such a typical type of healing prince? His kindness, his tenderness, and his love and care, and even his body shape have made him a rising Mr. Dreamy. A pretty appropriate word to describe him is adorkable.
Adorkable? The new word combined with adorable and dork that fits him well.
Well, I do can see that he's kind of cute with his little fat belly and handsome with his arm around. But Baymax's movement and posing was modeled after the movement of a baby. Specifically, a baby with a full diaper.
A baby with a full diaper?
I bet you don't know that.
You're so fat! He's just so cute! I wish I could give him a playful poke to know what it feels like.
He must be pretty comfortable when Jane held his Baymax's arm.
And having Baymax accompany is so sweet. It reminds me of some classic partners, such as Hiccup and Sisters, Nobita and Doraemon.
He, to some degree, has surpassed Wall-E on the Rocket League.
I record the sound when Baymax is really in.
Yes, that's so funny. Just couldn't help laughing. By the way, Sean, can you imitate that sound?
Come on, Sean, give it a try.
Not to you.
How can you ignore the brother, Tadashi? I almost cried watching his death. So warm and considerate a godler.
From my perspective, he is just a central action business type. Tadashi even devoted his life to a bad guy who doesn't give a shit about him.
I am also shocked by the unbelievably minimal presence of him in the movie. However, he surely makes a strong impression.
Have you seen the amazing cosplay of Tadashi on the internet? It's Gotham alike.
Then it must be extremely attractive beyond description. Another thing I count greatly fabulous is the city which the movie is set in. According to the art designer of this movie, the movie is set in the ultimate future where up to the 1906 earthquake, San Francisco was rebuilt by Japanese immigrants. Then it's been rebuilt. It will remain San Francisco.
No wonder the view is especially unique and beautiful, a perfect combination of Japanese and American architecture.
Yeah, the multicultural element has become important increasingly. It is a great fortune to settle in that dream-like city.
The oriental cherry along the street is fully open. What a view.
As for Japan, I love it so much. What a great country. Its scene, its view, its people, its...
Wait. Are we talking about Japan?
Sorry, I just can't help.
However, the neat elements in the film are really attractive for the movies of Disney, before I had never referred to Japan.
You sure?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Fine, never mind.
So, let's just suppose that Chloe's point is right.
Yeah, nice dude.
The freshly new Japanese elements must have attracted a number of people to watch.
Think so.
But don't you think their name in English is a little bit strange?
Not a bit.
Not a bit?
Sorry, not a little.
I'm afraid you have been already drunk, Leon.
Agreed.
Sorry, I've drunk not so much tonight. Absolutely not so much.
I will trust you.
Fine, never mind.
Hey, how if it was made in China? What would it be like? Perhaps some Chinese coffee will be added in. Or some other oriental elements such as dragons.
How about the names of the characters?
Li Lei and Han Mei Mei, and Lily's brother Li Da Lei, and some Xiao Ming, Xiao Qiang, Xiao Hua.
Good point.
Just kidding. You know, these years Chinese elements have been used so frequently and people may be tired of them. Also, Disney may have considered about it so that it was of Japan.
The high-level science has deeply shocked me. The micro-robots are so amazing. Can you imagine that? You can almost do anything you want to do. Just bring your imagination.
Oh yeah, that was so creative. Do you guys think that we human beings can do that ourselves?
Perhaps yes, but I'm afraid that we couldn't see that in our life. For that is a bit far from now.
I can't agree.
More?
No, just I can't agree. We may make it years later. That is really possible. We can, alright?
Alright, I still have my opinion.
Okay, how about the equipment they use? Do you like the chemical bag or the sword of laser?
Hey, wouldn't you think that cosplay clothes of dragon is cute?
Yeah, maybe the same style of clothes have already been popular in my list.
Baymax!
What? You just shouted at them.
No, I mean, how about robbers for survive like Baymax? When would they go into our life?
Oh, that's a question, but I'm already full of excitement and expectations.
Not bad.
Oh.
So what happened this time?
Ladies and gentlemen, how time flies.
Yes, I'm afraid we have to say goodbye now.
Oh.
Whatever.
See you next week. And the next section is gramophone.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear friends. You're listening to the latest gramophone in new semester. I am your old friend, Cynic. Thank you for your attendance and endless support. Today we're going to introduce the original soundtrack of the hottest animation film at the moment, Big Hero 6. The theme song of the film Immortals is performed by the popular rock band Fall Out Boy, which later became a great hit on the Billboard and other lists. With a strong drum beat, electronic keyboard and exotic sound of the bamboo's lute, the song bursts our mind with passion and keeps us a high spirit. Besides the song, what you cannot miss is the spectacular band itself. Fall Out Boys, they are an American rock band formed in Wilmette, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. They have the alternative rock style and they rise to the forefront of emo pop in the mid-2000s, selling more than 4 million albums thanks to the band's cardboard gabbing faces, label voice frontman, and handful of top 40 hits. Now let's appreciate the theme song Immortals. The rest of the songs are all composed by Henry Jackson, the famous composer who mainly focused on the animation film. His masterpieces include X-Men First Class, Wreck-It Ralph, Captain Phillips and Captain America, The Winter Soldier. And he won the ASCAP Film and Television Music Award for Top Box Office Films because of the excellent soundtracks in X-Men First Class. Henry Jackman is an expert of matching the music clips with the scenes in the film. Now let's listen to a clip of music composed by Henry Jackman. This is the soundtrack played when Teddy took Hilo to the nerd school, where Hilo met all these science nerds who later became his best friend. Starting with the electronic drum beats, the whole soundtrack is an exciting atmosphere which indicates the joy Hilo is about to embrace the moment he enters the nerd school. As the plot unfolded, the music turned into a mysterious dial within the flute and violin in it. When Hilo witnessed the purple bubble vanish in the air, the sound of electronic guitar enrolled, making the audience feel exactly what Hilo felt. Here's another soundtrack in the film. The music fits the characteristics of the cute Baymax. Accompanied by the voice of cello, Baymax blinked to Hilo, at which moment my heart nearly melt. And Baymax uses his adorable voice, mentioned that he cannot be flattered, which also seemed cute enough. When the camera reached the inside of the dark warehouse, the music style suddenly changed, somber and obdurately. So how did you enjoy the wonderful music pieces from the Big Hero 6? Hope you all feel the passion and dance the rhythm. Enjoy the moment. Thank you for listening to our program today. That is all for today's Action Frames from Radio CC English. This is Cynic. See you next week.
Cast for today. Producer.
Brian Long. Tina.
Anchor.
谢洪洲 Fleming
张然 Pista
Journalist
王世文 Gabriella
陈布里 Charles
郎玉琪 Chloe
李克贤 James
卓怡 Cynic
王思源 Matty
刘浩洋 Sean
周威阳 Vion
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。